Hello and welcome back to the final episode of the second season of the Radio Nesties podcast. I'm your host Richard with my co-host Vic.
Just because we're at the end of the year, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for thinking that you were such a spineless dick all these years.
I resent that. I am not spineless.
You're still a dick though.
Oh yeah. But
by
I'm
the
not
way,
spineless.
I'm apologizing, but I still think you're a spineless dick.
Why am I apologizing? You're a spineless dick. Yeah, this is going to be a short one. We're just going to go over through some of our thoughts and feelings on the second season of the Radio Nesties podcast. Give a few shout-outs to everybody who's helped us out the past season and previous season. So, first thing I'm going to ask you is, I guess, the Razzie Award of the Year. What's the worst watch of the year?
I mean, it was between Burial Ground and Verotica, and it was very hard for me to make a distinction, but it's got to be Verotica. Got to be. That might be the worst film I've seen in my life. So
This could be the only year where an Italian film's not the worst.
Yes, yeah. And that film had a fucking 40-year-old Italian kid trying to suck his mother's tits. So that tells you how bad. That tells you how bad Verotica was.
Yeah, I mean, for all that Burial Ground had, it didn't have spiders raping people.
Limp spiders.
That makes it sound worst.
Yeah.
What, exactly. Worst? Worse. Yeah.
No, you were right the first time. Worst.
This film is the worst.
What about you?
Yeah, it is Verotica.
It's hard not to do it.
There has been some fucking bad ones this year as well, but Verotica takes the fucking cake. Haunting. That was a fucking pile of shit. Night of the Living Dead 3D reanimated, whatever the fuck it was called. That was,
at least it had Jeffrey Combs, though.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Hereditary, some real fucking...
Hereditary was a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst modern director known to man.
I can't even joke. I love Hereditary. I'm sorry, Ari, if you're listening. I love Hereditary. So that's worst out of the way. What's been... I don't want to say favourite, because that's too easy. What's been the best... What's been the best rewatch of the year?
The best rewatch?
Yeah.
There's a question. I loved rewatching The Headhunter. I think I've watched that like 4 times this year. But I also loved rewatching Sightseers. Oh, and Let Us Pray. I didn't have amazingly fond memories of watching that movie, and then this time I was like, this is a pretty good film. I think I'll go with Sightseers because that's always fun to rewatch.
Yeah, yeah.
You forget how funny it really is.
It's the film that keeps on giving. Yeah, obviously there's been a lot of good rewatches this year. Obviously, yeah. Texas
We've had
Chainsaw,
a bit of a good year.
Yeah. Psycho, Hereditary, but they've all been great, but they're always good, you know.
That's why I didn't want to pick like Texas Chainsaw The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Don't want people to think I'm on about Texas Chainsaw 3D.
No.
It just seems too easy to
use. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've rewatched them so much that.
But yeah, there have been some good ones. Wreck 2. I'd forgot how much I like that film.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. Yep.
Last House on the Left, Microwave Massacre.
Yeah.
They were good. Stay Alive, that was a great rewatch. I love that film. I don't.
It's incredible.
Pieces for me. That was a cracker. But yeah, I'm gonna give it to Sightseers as well, because as funny as I remember it being, I'd forgot it was that funny, if you get
what
I mean.
That's what I'm saying. It seems to get better.
You always forget how good it is you watch it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yes. I'm going to give that award to Sightseers. What about the biggest disappointment?
Maybe I feel horrible giving it this as well, but I think it just, I hyped myself up a bit too much for it. It was 2000 Maniac. That was right up my alley. And then it just kind of underwhelmed me. That might be my problem. But also, Knock Knock was fucking terrible. Like, fucking boring. Not even like I always think this was going to be bad, but it will be, you know, like Hostel, where it's silly enough that you're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Knock Knock was fucking boring.
It's free fucking pizza.
I know. Like, what? some of the worst dialogue I've ever seen in movies.
Well, from Eli Roth, the master of dialogue.
And it's like, you know, and then that film was like, no, you don't. It didn't get worse.
Yeah, makes his other films look like fucking masterpieces.
Green Inferno I would say it was not my biggest disappointment because I've already seen it, but it was worse than I remember it.
See, that one was better than I remember it. It wasn't good, but it was definitely better. I think it's because I knew what it was about more after I'd already seen it.
I'll say Texas 3D as well, because I remember thinking that was so bad it was good.
But it's just so bad it's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And then, the Bill Moseley thing.
Right, you're going to hurt yourself again. Barely survived the last time.
Bill Moseley was my biggest appointment of this year, because I realised he did that.
There's something we didn't give credit to when we were talking about worse, and I can't let this go past. Haunted World of El Super Beasto.
I bored that out of my mind.
I wish I could.
Oh yeah, no, that was a piece of shit. Yeah, to be fair, now that I think of it, we have had a good year, but we have had a lot of shit this year as well.
Yeah, we've not really had that much average. It's either been awful or brilliant.
Yeah.
So you're going with 2000 Maniacs for your biggest letdown?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that because, like I said, it's the kind of film where it's right up my alley. And then, and again, I'm not saying that I hated it. It just underwhelmed me.
Yeah, I thought you just thought, killer hillbillies, this will be great.
Yeah, and especially, when did it come out? Like the 50s?
63 or 64?
Yeah, so it's like I was going into it thinking it was going to be a little bit more, but like I said, it wasn't horrible. I love Killer Hillbillies.
Yeah, but you know, it deserves its credit for starting the Killer Hillbilly trend.
Course. Yeah, and it's got a really pretty inventive kills in that film.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure there'll be more H.G. Lewis in season 3. There's still a lot of his films to.
Oh really? I thought it ended about 3 films.
3 million. I think I'm gonna give it to Wreck Apocalypse.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that Wreck Apocalypse was a bad film by any means, but personally, I wanted something a bit more from a film called Wreck Apocalypse.
Yeah, it was definitely underwhelming for that series of films.
Yeah,
especially considering that it followed on from Wreck 3, which was hilariously ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of like, oh, we get to wrap it up now, and it was just a little bit boring.
Well, I thought it was going to be apocalyptic. Thought it was going to be, you know, the virus has taken over the world and the world's just full of devil zombies, but no, it was just a few people on a boat.
Well, it's kind of like it's the final scene of Wreck Apocalypse that they kind of go, oh, I think the virus has got onto the mainland. So it's like, really, it should have been Wreck coming up to the apocalypse.
It's not a very catchy title though, is it?
No, but don't lie to me.
Don't lie to me, Wreck. What are you even recording? This whole don't film is a lie.
You fucking, you're not recording Spaniards.
And it's not an apocalypse.
Yeah, very good point. Yeah,
so what about biggest surprise? What film has exceeded your expectations?
I'm gonna go with a quite recent one, and Pumpkinhead.
Okay.
I really, really, really liked Pumpkinhead.
Fair enough.
I mean, I knew I was going to like it, but I really liked it. I really, really liked it. Oh, Audition.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really
That was liked another Audition. Good rewatch, actually, for me.
But it was, I thought it was going to be, you know, I knew it was going to be good because it was Takashi Miike anyway, but it actually turned out to be a very decent movie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'd always heard about it through the torture scenes. Do you know what I mean? That was what.
There's
I knew
so
about
much
that film.
More to it. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's not even like that much. It's more like a dramatic horror film. Do you know what I mean? Like it's, you get all the lead up, and then it's quite emotional. Like even at the end after the torture, it's like it just kind of caught me off guard. I think that was the same reason for Pumpkinhead as well, because I thought it was just gonna be like a cool little creature feature, and then it actually turned out there was a fair bit going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And the characters all had quite good development for what they could have. So I was quite pleased with that one.
So not Colobus, no?
Oh, I forgot about Colobus. That's my favourite movie.
Yeah, we're not doing a season three because we're never going to top Colobus.
No, it was hard enough doing that the rest of the season. It's not Colobus. Hereditary. It's not Colobus.
Some good ones for me. Harpoon.
Harpoon's a good movie.
Yeah, obviously I'd already seen it, but again, Wreck 2, I'd forgotten how much I liked that film. Even Wreck 1. I mean, I remember really liking Wreck 1, but Wreck 2 I end up liking even more than the first.
Yes, you did, didn't you? Yeah, I remember that, actually. Yeah, you preferred the second one this time.
But I think I'm probably going to give the award to Let Us Pray.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you did like that movie.
Yeah, I wasn't... like when you were introducing it, I was like, okay, this sounds...
Yeah, the premise is
good, but... Yeah, but this sounds like it could be a pretty decent... And then it was just really, really good.
Very good dialogue, then.
Yeah.
Well, some of the lines... Because like, I think, like I said in the episode, a lot of people moaned about the dialogue, and I was like, I don't see it.
There were a few.
Yeah, there was a few.
But it was never anything that bothered me.
No, there was a lot of cool lines to make up for it.
Yeah.
Like pretty much everything Liam Cunningham said, I was like, that was pretty cool.
So what about overall best?
Best movie?
Yeah. Best full stop.
I'm probably going to go with The Headhunter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I love The Headhunter. Do you know what I mean? Like, for this is one of the most enjoyable one. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously you've got your Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know, like Hereditary was really fucking good. We've had a lot of good movies, but The Headhunter does something for me.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm going for obviously my favorite of the season, but I loved discovering Headhunter like early on, and then showing you, and then rediscovering it. It was just a cool little film. Mm-hmm.
No, fair enough. I mean, for me, it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. I'm not going to go with that just because it's too... Like I said with the last one, it's just like, of course it's better than Headhunter, but I'm just going to go with like this, not the fucking staples. I'm just going to go with...
okay. But if that's the way we're going, I'll go for Burial Ground.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go fuck yourself.
So if it wasn't Texas Chainsaw Massacre, seriously speaking, what film would you give? None of the big ones, not Psycho.
Well, I was going to follow on with Hereditary.
Very true, yeah. Yeah, of course. Is it Hereditary?
I mean, it probably would be, but again, it's one of the big ones. I mean, at least in terms of modern films. It's hard doing, like, it's a bit hard doing, because most of the good ones have been big ones, like Shining and...
Exactly.
Psycho and yada yada. If I'm not going for the heavy hitters, I think I'll go for Harpoon, because I just genuinely really did like that film. It exceeded my expectations massively. I need to rewatch that at some point and see if it still holds up.
Yeah, is that your first time watching it?
Yeah, first and only.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, it held up for me, so.
Oh, how about best first time watch? So best new discovery.
I mean, I want to say Pumpkinhead again, but I'm going to leave that one because I've already said that one. So let's give another film. Sorry, is this best rewatch?
No, best new discovery.
Best first
watch. Yeah. Mate, if you want to say Verocca, just say Verocca. It's fine.
I love it.
Can we watch it again?
I might go Hereditary, you know.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that was first time.
Hereditary and Audition, probably. And Pumpkinhead. But I'm going to go with Audition because I actually really liked that movie. I really liked Hereditary, but I think I knew I was going to like Hereditary.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Audition, I've hummed and hawed about that for a long time. Like, I knew that I'd like it, but I was just like, you know what I mean? Whereas... It did really catch me off guard, that film, to be honest with you, with how much depth it had in it. I'm going to go with Audition, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with Audition. Give Takashi Miike some points.
Fair enough. Again, overall, it'd probably be Harpoon, but I don't want to suck Harpoon off again. So probably Headhunter.
Yeah.
It does so much with so little, which always impresses me. Like, what was it, $30,000?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Verotica had a budget of $1 million.
There's my point.
And imagine,
less.
Imagine you gave the guy that did Headhunter $1 million to make a film.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I had the money, I'd like do more films.
Here you go, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
But you could almost forgive Verocca if it was like, well, they only had $30,000. But okay, it makes sense why the spider's arms don't move. But $1 million.
This shows you the difference between two directors. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this guy, you know, that I can't remember his fucking
Jordan
name,
Downey. That guy.
Jordan Downey. I think he did like Thanksgiving or something before that, which was a stupid fucking movie about a killer turkey or something.
Yep.
And then, fair enough, I haven't seen that film, so I don't know what he does with that budget. But then the headhunter, it's like, you know, you say like he did so much, but he really did so much with that budget.
Yeah.
Like the sets are cool. The costume design is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The end creature design is, you know, while it's quite limited, it's still great for what it is. The soundtrack is incredible. The cinematography is incredible. The acting is incredible. And then you've got Veronica, and everything I've said, change that for it's fucking awful. That's Veronica. So it's like, you know, with, you know, Glenn Danzig did that with that, and then you've got Jordan Downey did this with this, and it's like, you had more budget. Do you know, it's just, it's night and day.
Yeah.
Vampire spaghetti western, you cunt.
Fuck off, Danzig. At least fuck off from making films.
Yeah.
If you want to bring the Misfits reunion to the UK, I'm cool with that.
By the way, I'm guessing you know this little fact, but I didn't. Did you know that Glenn Danzig was in the ropes to play Wolverine?
Oh, dear God.
So he, I'm not talking about the first X-Men. So he was, because he was at the right, he had the right build and the right height.
Yeah, he's very short.
Yeah, they offered it to him. He declined it, I believe. And then when he saw the film, he said that he's glad he declined it because he didn't like the finished product, which is fine. That's fine. You can say that. But he also insulted Hugh Jackman by saying his performance was gay.
What? What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Grow up, Danzig.
Yeah, exactly. It just sounds like a child, doesn't it?
Fucking hell. Go star in an Eli Roth film.
Yeah.
It was gay. No, it's gay. You go on Wikipedia, gay, right? Yeah, it's gay.
And that's the quote. Oh, it was gay. It's like, I mean, say what you want about Hugh Jackman's role. That's fine. But gay...
Even it was like, oh, I didn't really like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get some fucking vocabulary, man. I mean, I don't think we've got the best of vocabulary, but like, I could explain why it was gay. How old was he when he said that? Old enough to be like, I probably shouldn't say that to like on an interview.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking
spit your dummy out, why don't you?
Well, around that time, he probably would have been what, like late 40s, early 50s? So.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't give a fuck. Like, Hugh Jackman's Wolverine was awesome.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine Glenn Danzig doing fucking Logan?
No, I could not.
Exactly.
There'd be too much spider rape in it. Oh, could you imagine Wolverine going up to somebody and saying, "Ass fucking is my speciality." Right, I think that's all we've got to say. Before we sign off, I just want to give some shout-outs to some people who have helped us, who have supported the show throughout the last 2 fucking years of doing this. Jesus fucking Christ.
God knows why.
People not got anything better to do.
They're like, your podcast is like Glenn Danzig directing.
Only worse.
See, no, I'm not even joking about that. No, it's not. He's worse. He's gay.
Take that, Danzig, you shit. So yeah, if you stuck to something to listen to while we're gone, check out any of these. They'll pass the time until we come back. First shout out goes to Ben from Extreme Horror Replay, who joined us on our Hostel 2 and Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 episodes.
Yep.
Go check out his podcast, Extreme Horror Replay. Daniel over at Creepy Crap Podcast joined us on our Street Trash episode and very briefly on our Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake episode. Hopefully, next time he comes on, there won't be any interference from fucking demons or whatever.
Yeah.
John Tone and Anthony over at Porcelain Peak joined us on our Texas Chainsaw Massacre episode, which went on for a bit.
Awesome conversation with those guys.
Welcome back on anytime you want, lads.
Yeah, you make our podcast a little bit better.
And then shout out to our latest guests, Heather and Bree at Sweet Ass Paranormal. If you're looking for something not so movie related, but still got the horror vibes, go check them out. They've got a load of great episodes.
And thank you for introducing me to Pumpkinhead.
It definitely seems like that's ticked a few boxes for you.
it was a wonderful motion picture.
Yeah, we might have to dig out the sequels at some point over the show.
Yeah, it'd be cool to do them.
And then I also want to give out a few shout-outs to a couple of other podcasts that have supporters in other ways. Please go check them out. Go follow them on socials. Go show them some support. Killer Track, podcast on Elm Street, I Hope You Suffer. Dr. Scarelove, cheers for the great shout-out they gave to us. Film Floggers, I've just been talking to them recently. The Horror Academy, again, they gave us a shout-out a while back. Appreciate that, guys. You know, there's loads of you. I'm sure there's tons I've forgotten. I genuinely apologise. But thanks to anybody who's ever shared our episodes or listened to our episodes or even just liked our stuff on social or left us reviews or anything like that, because it all helps. And yeah, that's season two. Woo!
Thank fuck it's over.
10 months of complete and utter garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all I get when I'm with you.
Why do we do this?
At least we've been in lockdown for a lot of it.
Oh, I know, yeah.
To see you as yep. much. But yeah, no, all jokes aside, thanks to everybody who's listened and continues to listen to this horrible, horrible piece of shit.
Yeah, we've had a lot of growth over season two, which has been great.
Yeah, generally, I usually refer to this as like a fun hobby that I do. Like, I really enjoy doing this, but... No, honestly, though, thank you to everybody for listening and keeping it up. Like, it's been a good 2 years seeing the reaction we've got, which we thought was going to be none. So, we like to joke, but genuinely, thank you.
And I hope everybody listening to this has a happy new year. Let's have our fingers crossed that 2021 is a bit better than this fucking shit show of a year.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, we'll be back soonish. There will be a few minisodes to bridge the gap in the coming weeks, so it's not going to be completely silent. We'll be back bigger and better, or maybe smaller and worse, but either way, we'll be back. And until then, we'll see you in season three of the Radio Anesthes podcast.
I've got to announce something. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's probably not going to be an easy way for me to say this to you or to anybody who's listening. I've probably been keeping some stuff from you lot that I shouldn't have.
Right.
So I'm technically allowed to say this now, but it doesn't make me feel any better because I should have really just been honest, because even though 2020 has been pretty bad, like, this could be pretty fucked up. So you know how I said there was some shit going on in hell. I knew more about that from the onset at the beginning, which I could have told you, but I wasn't allowed to, in a sense. And as much as I apologize, I don't really like going against demons.
But, I can't blame you there.
Yeah, but so the war with the others is escalating. And you remember a couple of months ago I had that headache? Remember I had that like piercing headache on this episode?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Turns out I've got more of a link with hell than I thought I had. I think I might have mentioned to you about DB Cooper and how he doesn't look the same anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I've kind of got a trace of that from being in hell for my short time. Turns out there was some sort of skirmish at the border, and Dav was quite injured.
Oh, and fuck.
Apparently, because I'm linked with him, that's why I had the headache. And, I mean, like I've said, I've implied it to you before. I'm going to be fucking honest with you. Like, yous have got demons on yous as well. You, Ben, there was one going for Daniel, and probably should have spoke to Daniel about this, but and you. But the demon that was going to be looking out for Daniel was extinguished, should we say. And I had contact with Thumb, who says that the others are now aware of us. So I'm sorry, Richard, I probably should have told you, but you have had a demon on you for most of this year.
I mean, I'm not fucking surprised with this year. to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, yeah.
This has really put a damper on what I'm saying, that hoping 2021's a bit better, but now I've got fucking demons on me.
Yeah. So they knew that we'd be noticed eventually, but we've been noticed quicker than they anticipated. I mean, I don't know if that's also something to do with how time runs there as well. You know, it's all fucked up, so who knows. But they want us to help, and...
with all due respect, what the fuck can we do?
It's not just... Like I said, you remember at the start of the season, you know, you were kind of saying to me, like, why the fuck would they bother with us? And they want us to be... Look, the war's coming here, Richard, essentially. Or it's already here. And they need this universe's help. And it's all fucked up. So you're already in this... And it's
well, I don't fucking want to be.
Half
my I don't consent to this.
You, I mean, I know you don't, and I'm sorry, but you're part of it now.
Fuck's sake. Start a podcast, they said. What could go wrong, they said.
I think Ben's all right at this point. You know, it's like they're slowly building up. But I mean, like I said to you, they've been taking different people from here. It's not just us. We're picked because we're podcasters. They essentially want us to be the mouthpieces of the revolution from this side.
I was always told I do nothing with my life.
They've been taking, you know, like combat specialists, all this shit, you know, like everything to do with stuff that they can help them, scientists, crap. We're just part of it. And now the others have, they know about us here now. So you remember on They Live when I said to you, it's not as... different, you know, like to what's going on here. They've been here for a long time, and they've been fucking with us for a very, very long time. And now us and hell have kind of got to stick together, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So I apologize to
yeah, I don't really know Daniel. How to process this information.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, and I'm the one that has to tell you. But I apologize to Daniel. I know we give me a shout. I'm giving you a shout out again. Somebody fucked with whatever. I mean, he's all right, but. He was going to be involved with this, and they've obviously started fighting back. That's how serious it's got. So we are needing to take the next step. And unfortunately for me, I'm going back to hell.
Good. That's where you fucking belong. What, like permanently or?
No, but I mean, I'm quite worried because I've got to go there now to get more involved. And like I said, they're actually letting me talk to you about this now, which is probably not a good thing. That means stuff's escalated like a lot. I think they seem to think they had a lot more time than this to get us acquainted with the transitional period, I guess you could call it, but I'm fucked up as it is. So yeah, I don't know when I'm going to be back. So this might be the last you see of me for a while. I'm going to try and keep in contact from hell now through them. I thought I'd drop the bombshell.
Good luck, I guess.
Well, I mean, you're saying
it sounds like you'll need it.
It's eventually going to end up where you're going to be involved,
which is why I'm wishing you luck.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
if you can't deal with it, then how, you know, at least you've fucking seen all this before. This is all fucking new to me.
It ain't going to be good. I'm not going to lie to you. But all I'm going to say is just go with it, because they aren't fucking around. We are talking about demons here. And the worrying thing is that they are fucking worried about the others. So God knows what the fuck they are. I apparently have a responsibility now.
Well, fuck.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to put a dampener on the end of the episode, but it's kind of as horrible as it is to say to you, it's kind of a relief for me to be able to actually talk about it, because it's been pretty shit going through like the whole year, knowing a fair bit more than I've let on to you. And then obviously shit could have happened with Daniel and whatever. So I just want to say from now on, we're going to be up. I'm going to be up front with you.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm going to say my goodbyes to Charlotte and that, and then Combo is not coming through this time.
Well, at least the dog's all right.
Yeah.
That's all we really care about.
But yeah, so hopefully I'll see you on the next season of the Radio Nasties podcast.
And until next we meet, stay nasty.
Go fuck yourself.